From the KDLL Newsroom, this is Econ 919, your weekly look at what keeps the Kenai Peninsula working. I'm Jay Barrett. It's not super rare around the Kenai, but a home sale of $1 million does get one's attention. That tidbit came up during our semi-regular discussion with Marty Pepper, an independent agent with Redoubt Realty, who dropped by the studios to go over the first quarter of 2019.
Okay, so what's interesting, in the first quarter, which is January through March, the Central Peninsula, the average sales price of a home went up by about $12,000. In Anchorage, it went down. And in the Lower Kenai, Seward, Homer, it went down. It did go up slightly in Matsu, but not as much as it did here. And the number of sales, that did not go up for our area. But I think the interesting thing is we did have in that quarter, January through March, which is not a real super busy time for real estate, we did have a $1 million sale.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, and that's we don't see a lot of $1 million sales on the peninsula.
Someplace nice on the river?
No, it was actually over off of Mackey Lake.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
Nice and secluded.
Mm-hmm. And then the in the last year, like a year back from today, we had several closes that were close to $1 million, which also is not super common. Those slowed down, but they're starting to pick up.
So are we seeing like a little bit of a boom in the higher end market? Or?
So I wouldn't really say a boom, but maybe an uptick, and a little bit of an uptick in the upper end home sales and in the second homes, you know, the recreational homes and whatnot. So those are picking up a little bit.
Oh, okay. What does that bode for the market outlook?
Well, in my opinion, I think that says that things are going well in the lower 48 because those people tend to invest in the second homes up here. Although we do have quite a few people from Anchorage that come down here and have recreational properties.
And so as far as trends go, are you seeing this add into any kind of trend, and as well as the first quarter rise, you know, compared to last year overall? And then you also have some figures going back a few years.
In 2018, there were a little over 500 sales in the Central Peninsula. That number has been above 500 since 2014. But keep in mind, in 2009, it was down to 300 sales on the Kenai Peninsula, you know, in our area. Days on the market is something we watch. The days on the market were about 100 days on the market for 2018, and then just under 100 for the last couple years. But then back in 2012, it was like 150 days on the market. So, you know, that's stressful for sellers. And then the average sales price, we watch that as well, does get affected when you just have $1 million sale. But in 2018, the average sales price was about $237,000, up just about $5,000 from 2017.
Our number this week is $3.2 million. That's how much sales of agriculture amounted to in dollars on the Kenai Peninsula in 2017, the latest figures available. Alicia Brito had some facts and figures for the Kenai City Council this week.
I'm a member of the Kenai Local Food Connection, which I'll be talking to you tonight, as Linda said. So just a little information about local food on the peninsula. Local food makes a significant and growing contribution to the economy. The 2017 Census of Agriculture was just released this last Thursday, and it had great news for the Kenai Peninsula. The USDA defines a farm as any operation that has sales or potential for sales of agricultural products valued at $1,000 or more. Kenai Peninsula farms are typically small, under about 5 acres, but they're very productive. So as you can see from the chart, we've made great strides since 2007. In 2017, the total sales of farm products on the peninsula was $3.2 million. That's excluding aquaculture. If you were to add aquaculture to that, you could add another $2.2
million. And that's all for this week's Econ 919. Tune us in online anytime at kdll.org. For KDLL Shaylin Cochran, I'm Jay Barrett.